We're here in London for the Grand National Weights Lunch, and I'm delighted now to be joined by trainer Nicky Henderson. He's got three horses potentially running in this year's Grand National. Nicky, I'll ask you like a general question about all three of them. If you wanted to, all three could run.
The plan really, even at the beginning of the season, I think every year you sort of, at the beginning of the season, you do know whether you've got or what you've got as a potential Grand National horse. And in some years, and actually quite a few of the last few years, I knew I hadn't got one even at the outset. Whereas this year, you know, even way back in the autumn, these three horses were being targeted. And they're still on target at the moment, so we've only got about another 6-7 weeks to mess it up.
Let's talk about your field. Let's talk about this one here, Trillo de la Lane, carrying 11 stone.
Yeah, he sort of probably deserves that in a funny way. He's won a Hennessy at Newbury, he's won a Topham at Aintree, so he's jumped round, which is, it is a good plus. He loved it. He was very good at Kempton over Christmas. He won well there. That was a good performance. And it just showed he was right back on track. Ground is quite important to him. And as you know, we'll never have fast ground in a Grand National again, because they will ensure that it never happens. It'll be watered if it looked like getting quick. I don't think they'll overdo it. But on the other hand, if the weather intervenes, it got too soft, he would be in trouble. He must have good ground.
And Bears Affair, now a 10-year-old, he'll be carrying 10 stone 7.
The Bear, the only good thing he has, it makes absolutely irrelevant, except he has won twice round Aintree, but only over the Marmay fences, which is actually totally irrelevant to the fact that he's running in the Grand National. But there you go, it gives you some sort of confidence, I don't know why. He's good, and I mean, again, I thought about it earlier in the year, I thought he looked a good sort of candidate for this. He stays and he jumps, and I think he's the sort of horse that would enjoy it.
And the other horse, Hadrian's Approach, carrying 10 stone 6 he will be.
He's won a Bet 365 at Sandown. And I mean, that's always a top class race. He's a good stayer. He's had problems, but he's in good shape at the moment. We're happy where he is. And early in his life, I didn't think he was the right sort of jumper for this game, but he's learned a lot, and now I think, again, we sat down at the beginning of the season and said this is where we'd aim him, and he's on target.
And Cheltenham, Nicky, just around the corner, you ready and raring to go?
Well, I'm probably not, but as long as the horses are, that's what's important. I think so. We've got a few sort of ifs and buts still to sort out, but by and large it looks a good sort of team, and the horses by and large seem in good form, so as long as it's 4 weeks today, so there's a lot of work to be done, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but God willing we get them all there, then we can be optimistic.
Nicky, thank you very much for your time, and the best luck at Cheltenham next month, and also the Grand National as well.
Thank you.